The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to 710 Main. My name is John Dandies, and I'm the chair of the board of the Shays Performing Arts Center. And it is a pleasure for me to welcome you all here this morning. Give yourselves a big hand. Several of my colleagues are here from the Shays board, and I want to recognize them. And please give them a round of applause, because their direction and their support has allowed this day to occur. So please, on behalf of our Shays board. We also have, Shays has been very fortunate, very blessed, in that we've had great public sector partners. And representing the state of New York, the county of Erie, the city of Buffalo, I was going to say the federal government, but I was going to leave that to Brian. We have with us Assemblymember Karen McMahon, Common Council Member Mitch Nowakowski, Common Council Member Brian Bowman, and representing Kathy Hochul, the governor of the state of New York, Bonnie Kane Lockwood. How about a round of applause for our elected leaders and their great support? And thank you all for what you do on behalf of Shays. Also today with us, we are very fortunate to have our prior CEO and president. We're going to call him President Emeritus. And by the way, he is the newest member of the Shays Hall of Fame, Patrick Fagan. And not to be outdone, we have a brand new member of the Western New York Sports Hall of Fame here today with us. Inducted last night, counsel for musical fair, Warren Gelman. How about a big hand for Sports Hall of Fame member? Inducted last night, by the way, by former President George Bush. So, yeah. So, big hand for Brian. For walking, I'm sorry. Since 2011, this building, Shays 710, has been part of the Shays Performing Arts Center campus. This theater campus continues to grow, and I think under the vision that we bring here today, and with our new president and CEO Brian Higgins, that is going to continue. Today, we announce a new chapter in that three campus design. And to do that, it is my pleasure to bring up to the podium here our president, Brian Higgins. Brian?
Thank you, everybody, for being here. And I must say, this is almost as big a crowd as when Tony Chase was inducted out here a couple of months ago. But it's great to see everybody here. Patrick Fagan, our great, great friend. Pat was a transformative leader in adding 40% to the depth of the stage down the street, which really put Shays on the map as a major Broadway touring venue in the country. So Patrick, we love having you back. Anytime Patrick Fagan is in the house, it's a good day. So we have very exciting news. John Dandies is not a passive chairman. He was very active in these negotiations and discussions, which has led to the announcement that we're making today. Randy Kramer, I want to thank you as well, along with your chair. Susan Grelick, it was a very productive negotiation. And we had an objective very early on that John Dandies and I had talked about, and that was Shays' parental role in the development of downtown Buffalo, but in reinvigorating, enlivening the theater district again. And more activity, more pedestrian activity will do that. I mean, it's good for the businesses. According to Mike Chamond, in Buffalo Place, there's 109 bars, restaurants, and coffee shops in and around the theater district. Many of them rely on Chase and the activity that we have at our three venues down the street, Chase Smith, and here at 710. Musical Fair is not a stranger to this space or this stage. Since Chase took over in 2012, they have done 130 stage productions on the stage right here, bringing in about 30,000 people into downtown Buffalo, into Chase 710. And this is a great announcement that will result in 100 net new performances in addition to our traditional season. So it's with great excitement that we announce a transformative new partnership, bringing Musical Fair Theater's award-winning productions to Chase 710 Theater in a new 10-year long agreement designed to invigorate, to enliven Buffalo's theater district. This collaboration promises to elevate the theatrical landscape, grow the community connections, and drive cultural tourism, that make a significant economic impact in Buffalo's entertainment district. Just 2 weeks ago, we had Hamilton here for the third time. And 1 week, we had 88% capacity, which had about a $7 million impact in downtown Buffalo. And because a lot of our demographic is suburban, this is net new money coming into downtown Buffalo that otherwise wouldn't, and coming into the theater district and also coming into Chase. As one of Western New York's oldest and largest cultural institutions, Chase takes seriously our responsibility to ensure that the arts remain an accessible, integral part of our shared experience. It is important to Chase that we preserve our relationships with our other local theater companies, which was a priority early in the negotiation. We have great, great partners that do great quality work here, and everybody agreed that we had to preserve that relationship. This also marks not the beginning, but the deepening of our longstanding relationship with Musical Fair. Since Chase took ownership of Chase 710 Theater in 2012, Musical Fair has delivered over 130 performances on the Chase 710 Theater stage, attracting more than 30,000 patrons to the theater district. Now, especially, we are reminded of the timeless importance of theater and the power it holds to foster understanding, challenge our perspectives, inspire empathy, and bring people together. As a community, we are also stronger when we are together. Through this strategic partnership, we each, with our own rich history and experiences, can bring something greater than the sum of our parts. With this Musical Fair Theater collaboration, we are creating exciting new opportunities to offer more to our collective audience, expanding the capacity for additional community engagement, and energizing the theater district. Our vision from the very start has been to fully activate Chase's three theater campus, building economic opportunity for local residents and small businesses and alike, and leading as a responsible partner in Western New York's robust theater and cultural landscape. And this is just the beginning. You'll be hearing more news from us about a number of initiatives that we're working on now. But with that, let me bring up the chair of Musical Fair's board of directors, Susan Grelick.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here today to representing Musical Fair board of directors. Today marks the beginning of a new era for the Western New York arts community. It's collaboration between Chase and Musical Fair Theater, two of the largest respected and most respected theaters in Western New York. For 35 years, Musical Fair Theater has been a leader in the local arts scene, producing world and regional productions. Musical Fair has earned 121 Artie Awards and has experienced exceptional success and growth. Now Musical Fair Theater is taking its next step to a larger stage. Although we are not moving into the new building as we originally planned, we have an even greater opportunity now to expand our reach and impact. We are moving from a 136-seat venue to a 550-seat theater, which will allow us to reach more larger audiences and to improve our ability to serve the Western New York region. Much credit goes to Musical Fair Theater's founder and executive director, Randy Kramer. His leadership and vision in guiding us through this journey and bringing Musical Fair to this next level has been amazing. And to our Musical Fair Board of Directors, many of you are here today. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your perseverance, for your passion for the arts, and for recognizing the potential of this new opportunity. And much gratitude is owed to Brian Higgins, Shea's president and CEO, for his vision and leadership in recognizing that bringing Musical Fair Theater here, where Studio Arena Theater once delighted audiences, would make Shea's 710, once again, just like Studio Arena, a hub of artistic and cultural excellence. We are also grateful to Shea's board of directors, led by John Dandies, for their incredible support and their collaborative spirit. And we look forward to continuing to work with the Shays Board to make the Downtown Theater District a vibrant hub of activity. For years, Musical Fair has been dedicated to making theater accessible through intimate and unique performances, affordable tickets, and outreach programs that engage schools, senior centers, and local groups. As we expand into this new downtown space, we are committed to preserving and enhancing that same spirit of accessibility, creativity, and community outreach. By uniting these two theaters, we're building something that will have a lasting legacy and transforming the Downtown Theater District into a vibrant, bustling center of artistic and cultural activity. The future of the Western New York arts community is bright, and we can't wait to move into our new home, Musical Fair Theater at Shays 710. It's catchy, isn't it? Catchy. It has a really attractive sound. So let's work together to make every night a curtain up night here in our beloved downtown district. Thank you.
I guess I'm next. First off, I want to thank the Shays Board of Directors for your incredibly cooperative conversations that we've had as we all try to make this district even greater and make it a 24/7, year-round destination. I want to thank our Board of Directors for being so supportive, asking some great questions, and everything you've done. Susan Grelick, your leadership is wonderful. And Brian Higgins, I think we all know who Brian Higgins is, and now he brings these talents and the vision to this space and to this block and to downtown Buffalo. Thank you, Brian, for that. 35 years. It just seems like it's taken us 35 years to find a new home, but that's not what I'm talking about. Musical Fair is currently enjoying our 35th year of producing musicals. And I would argue that it is those 35 years that have prepared us for the year 2025, when Musical Fair will begin its residency here at Shays 710. Let's look back at our first Musical Fair show in 1990, Nonsense. It was produced on a credit card. By the way, it was my credit card. In 1994, box office ticket calls for one of our early hits shows, Swing, 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 the ticket calls were handled by a cadre of volunteers from the Amherst Senior Center who would work 2 3-hour shifts in return for a free ticket voucher. In 1996, saddled by that point with operating debt, we took a chance and produced a chorus line at Art Park. The budget for that one production was $300,000. The budget for all the other shows in that season in Musical Fair? Half of that. It was a risk that paid off. In 2001, we rebuilt the theater stage and seating at Damon University and added a small lobby. In 2008 and 2014, we continued to enlarge our backstage and front of house areas. All in all, over $2 million invested in creating new spaces for our audiences and actors. Not bad considering that in 2005, Our overall operating budget was a third of that. By 2024, it had nearly tripled. So why am I giving you this accounting lesson? Because throughout those first 35 years, Musical Fair has continued to vision out. That has enabled us to grow. And I believe the next 35 years will be no different. By moving to Shea 710, we have been given a once-in-a-generation opportunity to elevate our productions, expand our scope, and reignite a vital piece of downtown's theater district. And we will be up for it. And we will continue to envision a future where Musical Fair, Shays, Ujima, Kavanoki, Road Less Traveled, Irish Classical, Alleyway, Second Generation, O'Connell and Company, and other theaters still to come create in the theater district a 24/7 year-round vibrant centerpiece of cultural life that is a cornerstone of stability, creativity, and economic activity. This, I believe, is the future for our city and for Musical Fair. I can't wait to get started. Thank you.
So before we adjourn, I also want to recognize the two MVPs of this whole event, our combined counsel, Ralph Pignataro and Bob Noor. Where here you are. Thank you, guys. So many years ago, my mentor, Bob Rich Sr., said to me, you can only do good deals with good people. This is a great deal with great people, and we could not be more excited. Thank you all. Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.